Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
And finally on our program tonight, markets and company news from FNB Wealth and Investments. Chantal Marks, good evening to you and welcome. So the JSE is up by over 1% today in late afternoon trade. It certainly has been a roller coaster. What's driving what appears to be a little bit of positive sentiment?
Well, we have seen a rebound in global markets over the last 24 hours or so. So definitely, I guess, a little bit of bottom picking taking place at the moment. And then in the South African context, if we just break it up in terms of segments, the financial 15 really leading the charge. I see that there's been some good go-forward momentum among the banking stocks. First Rand sticking out up 3.1% today. But SA Inc. generally looking reasonably solid. The small cap index and the mid cap index also up in excess of 1% today.
And yesterday we saw platinum stocks under a huge amount of pressure, but I see Northam, for instance, is up by almost 4%.
Yes, so I think that the platinum stocks were unfairly under pressure. It's difficult to say exactly why the impact was so profound, because from what we understand, a lot of the metals that are being exported to the US will have tariff exemptions attached to them. I guess if you expect global growth to come under pressure, automotive demand may come under pressure, and that will have a negative impact on pricing, which is already quite low. But today we've seen a really nice recovery. There, Northam and Amplats up quite nicely, the biggest of the two, and perhaps some, again, an element of bargain hunting coming into the market.
And Sasol was always going to be vulnerable at a time like this, and again, its share price down by almost 3% today.
Yes, and trading below 60 Rand a share, which is an area that it hasn't been in for a very long time. So I think if you consider where oil prices are at the moment, that is probably the main reason for why Sasol share price is under so much pressure. I think to a certain extent, the global growth outlook really is dictating what energy markets are doing at the moment. Unfortunately for Sasol, it really can't come at a worse time because they have other operational issues that they contend with as well. Hopefully it doesn't turn out as badly as it did the last time they went to, I think, about 30 Rand a share. But I think that the bargain hunters will definitely be keeping an eye on this one as well.
Now let's move from the market to currencies. I've got the Rand at 1945 against the US dollar, up by 0.9%, but still considerably weaker than it has been a week, 10 days ago.
Yes, so this is a combination of two things, basically. So the Rand is being impacted by what's happening internationally. We have seen quite a bit of weakness in emerging market currencies because of the tariff chaos that's taking place at the moment. And then, of course, there's also been some instability in the government of national unity, and that has spooked investors as well. I think what we're seeing at the moment is a bit of a wait and see kind of trading range from the Rand, particularly today, because we are getting conflicting reports around the political situation in South Africa. And then, of course, you also have slightly better sentiment globally helping as well.
But let's pick up on that then. So obviously, any uncertainty around the government of national unity is going to have an impact on South Africa's market. But there are reports today quoting people within the top echelons of the ANC saying, and I quote, they want political stability within the GNU before there's any vote on a further two items of the budget legislation. And we've got to take some solace from that. Those two words, political stability, are very important. The market surely will take some comfort from that, and ergo the Rand.
Yes, so I do think that because we are getting kind of I'd call it kind of a 50-50 narrative coming out of the ANC at the moment and out of the GNU parties as well. I think that there's a recognition that you do require this political stability in order for the reform narrative to continue taking place, in order for foreign capital to flow back into South Africa, and South Africa, and importantly for local capital to stay around as well, because that will have an impact on the Rand, that will have an impact on interest rates, it'll have an impact on inflation and ultimately on growth. So I think that recognition is there. Whether or not they'll be able to push it over the line, I think, still remains up to debate. And that's why you still have a 19 call it 45 rand instead of a rand around about the 1850s.
And Chantal, the bullion finding a little bit of momentum today. I've got it at around $3,010 an ounce, and that's good news for the South African Reserve Bank. It's added over $1 billion in value to its reserves, and that was something that's in line with FNB forecasts.
Yes, so the expectation was that their reserves was going to increase quite nicely, mainly due to the gold price increasing so strongly over the last few, let's call it the last few years, but particularly in the first couple of months of this year. I think when we look at the gold price today, we are seeing that renewed strength coming through because ultimately it is still a safe haven asset. And I think the sell-off that we saw in the last few trading sessions prior to today could have been a function of two things. It could have been some profit-taking because investors are maybe seeing opportunities elsewhere and gold has performed extremely well. And then the second thing could have been that you have a liquidity issue facing a lot of investors, particularly those that are invested in the derivative market, and that could have received some very unkind margin calls over the last few days, given the big moves we saw.
And Chantal, let's just return to the equity market and maybe widen the lens slightly and look at the continuing impact of the tariff war coming from the United States of America. Again, globally, all markets are compressed at the moment, but there was a note today saying that the PIC, which is the biggest investor on the JSE, has shed something like 150 billion rand in assets on the back of these so-called Liberation Day tariffs.
Yeah, so I mean, I think that when you do see markets come under pressure, big asset managers will see their assets come under pressure because the valuation of their assets are coming down. 150 billion rand looks very sizable on its own, but in the context of the PIC's assets under management, it's more or less in line with market movements. So I think a bit of an attention-grabbing headline there, but I think to be expected if you consider what the market's done over the last few days.
And just a final one, another report out today quoting the SARS Commissioner Edward Kiswetter saying, and I quote, the country doesn't need a wealth tax but greater efficiency. Again, not the first time that he said this, but the wealth tax does continue to spook people.
It does. And I mean, the last time he spoke about SARS needing greater efficiency, it was in the context of South Africa not needing a VAT increase, just greater efficiency. So I'm hopeful that policymakers will actually listen to what Mr. Kiswetter is saying, because you do want a very efficient revenue service. An efficient revenue service means that you've got less tax leakage, and the requirement for additional taxes on any South African is therefore limited. Tax is regressive generally. It's negative for growth. And you don't, if you can avoid tax increases, you should try and do so by any means possible.
Chantal Marx, thank you very much indeed from FNB Wealth and Investments. We'll talk again next week. Thank you so much.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with MoneyWeb.